off. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Friday. Oh my gosh, it feels so good. The weekend is finally here. We're so glad that you are here with us. You can always be part of the show. Tons of ways to do that. You can call in anytime. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Social media inclined? Well, we are too. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we use our station page. You just search for Radio Now and give it a big old like, one of those thumbs up, and you can be part of the conversations that way. Getting on with the show this morning, we are about 30 minutes away from the Friday Fun Fact. Oh, you're going to learn today. Also, we've got the garbage. That's just about 10 minutes away. Coming up later on in the show, Freak Show Friday at 7:30, 6:30 Central. Alex, can you explain this a little bit, what's going on with Freak Show Friday?
Yeah, Giselle went on a date, and she was so convinced that the guy that she went out with is like a legit robot that she ended up sending her friend to go on a date with him as well. And now she wants to tell us why she thinks the guy she went out with is a freak.
Yeah, it would sound like it. You just brought the word robot. Okay, also at 8, 7 Central, I was going to do something I think most of us do, unless you have like a chauffeur. I went and got my own gas yesterday, had to fill up the tank. And what happened, the exchange between me and a man out there, I don't know if I'm just a giant like D-bag or if this guy is a jerk. Either way, I'd like to kind of go over that this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show and get your thoughts. So a lot to get to, but until we do that, let's talk about our day yesterday. How was it, Alex? How was yours?
I had one of the worst days that I've had in a long time. Like, it was
what?
Just a very bad day. Like, every single thing that could go wrong went wrong. And it ended with me sitting, I don't know why, we broadcasted this show out of Indianapolis, Indiana. So that's where we're based. And yesterday we had a lot of storms.
Severe.
And so there was power outages throughout the city and all this stuff. The entire city was in a gridlock traffic-wise for like 2.5 hours for some reason. Also, there were street lights and stoplights out and all this stuff, so that made it worse because trying to crawl down the road, traffic was backed up even more because the lights weren't working. So I turned down one of our main streets because I wanted to get Chick-fil-A. I had not eaten in like 9 hours. I was so starving, like my stomach was hurting and all I needed was food. So I waited in all this traffic just to go down one road. It took about 45 minutes. I get all the way down the road to get to Chick-fil-A and the whole freaking thing is dark because I didn't think, oh, if all the traffic lights are out, like of course all the restaurants are going to be out. So I waited in all of that traffic for no reason. And it was just the worst ever.
That sucks. The power went out just near me. The actual power lines from these severe storms that came through knocked it all across the road, like three big power lines.
Ooh.
So I thought they'd have it like cleared out by now. They
still
didn't.
There.
So that's why I was a little bit late this morning getting in, just because I had to drive all the way around. I'm like, where the hell's the detour? I never went this way before. So good to know my neighborhood. Porkchop, how was your day?
Well, I'm sorry, Alex, but I actually had a very good day yesterday.
Of course.
I don't have a good day song, but you had a good day. Things went right.
I mean, you should be a little happy because we got some good news yesterday around noon, just some good news about the show. So that should have made you happy.
What was the good news?
I don't know.
Our ratings and they were really good. So thank you so much.
Ha! One more month that they can't fire us. Suck it.
If they did, that'd be crazy.
Well, I mean, yeah, they could fire us at any time.
You can say that.
Right. So then after that, I went home and took a nap. And yeah, my nap was interrupted by those thunderstorms, but whatever. So I had to wake up and pick up Chase from work, my boyfriend, because his car was in the shop getting fixed. I don't know if you guys remember, but like months ago, I talked about how his car was going to get fixed.
Was it covered? Was it not?
Was it covered? Was it not? So majority of the stuff was covered. I'd say about 75% of the stuff. And so we went and picked up his car. And you're right, Alex. The traffic was crazy. Gridlock.
I don't know why.
And streets were, the trees came down.
Yeah.
So it's like every time we tried to go away, we had to go a different way.
Horrible. But
anyways, story gets better after that because I made it just in time to Family Feud Trivia.
Oh, good.
He's the only person that probably made it there.
No, there was a lot of people. And then Team Pork Chop, or we call ourselves the newbies, second place again.
Okay. Good job.
We started off kind of low.
Uh-huh.
And then as we were making our way through, we made it up to second. And the guys that, like, I used to be on their team, they hit first place.
Ah.
So, I mean, we won $25. So 2 weeks in a row, $50. I'm making more money doing that than
Ubering or anything else.
Yeah.
Now, how would you feel about this? Alex and I did talk about it on the side. We had a conversation the other day.
Uh-huh.
If her and I could make it out for a Thursday, because we want to support you.
So cool.
Okay, cool. See, he's halfway there, Alex. The second thing. You'd be willing, obviously, when we're there to call it the Joe and Alex Show team, right?
Well, yeah, I guess. No, definitely.
No, we'd be there supporting Pork Chop. That would call it Team Pork Chop.
I promise you would have so much fun, at least once. It's
I'm
fun.
Just messing with you, dude. You can keep the name. It's all good. My day yesterday, we'll see how it goes, because just like my personality, my body's kind of, I don't know, bipolar. It's all over the place, and I'm being for real. Not making fun of mental illness, so don't get all up my butt. My back doesn't hurt right now.
Oh,
my leg
good.
Is not too
Dude.
Bad. It's not perfect. Here's the thing, though. I think it's because the rest of my body is beat to hell. After picking up my dogs, we have to keep them in a certain plan of, like, you got to walk them this far every day. You got to keep obedience. I walked, and it's not that far to walk, but for me, it's like a marathon. I walked 5.5 miles yesterday between the two dogs.
5.5?
Wow.
Yeah, like, not at once. I did, like, 2.5. Took, like, a 10-minute breather, got some water, did it again. Like, my feet are all blistered up.
Jeez.
And that's typical Joe. I mean, they're all or nothing.
You got to get some walking shoes.
I know, right? Well, I got to get made fun of. I got to get the old white man New Balance.
Yep.
White on blue.
Velcro.
Boring as hell. 4E wide because I got fat, flat feet. Arch support somewhere. But I'll tell you what, I slowly think it is getting better. But don't make fun of me, Alex. I'm going to be doing some kind of like downward dog positions near you. I didn't have time to do stretching because I have about a 45-minute stretch routine I've been doing with my back. So I'm going to be doing that between songs and commercials today.
So weird.
So if you can support me with the downward dog, just my hips.
No.
Just to grab them.
I'm good.
Just firmly. Two hands?
Yeah,
nope.
I'm busy.
All right. So, well, great. Always getting support from you guys. I appreciate that. So that was kind of my day yesterday.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West is said to appear on an episode of David Letterman's interview show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, and a trailer video for the upcoming second season shows that Kanye covers a wide range of topics like his bipolar disorder.
When you're bipolar, you have a potential to ramp up, and it could take you to a point where you start acting erratic, mm-hmm. as TMZ would put it.
The 2-minute promo also shows Kanye grinning after Letterman asks if he thinks zippers would exist if Velcro had been invented first. He says, you know, it's really a deep question. Kanye is one of several big name guests who will appear on the Netflix show next season with comedian Tiffany Haddish, TV host Ellen DeGeneres, and professional race car driver Lewis Hamilton, among the others. The new season premieres on May 31st. Britney Spears' longtime manager, Larry Rudolph, is clarifying his comments after telling TMZ that Britney Spears may possibly never perform again. He said other media sources seem to be picking up my quotes to TMZ as implying that Britney will never work again. That is not what I said. I simply said that the Vegas residency is now officially off and that she hasn't called me in months to talk about doing anything, so I'm not sure if or when she will ever want to work again. It's that simple. According to a family source, Britney Spears is reportedly suffering from debilitating emotional issues. They said Britney is dealing with debilitating emotional issues that need to be treated with medications. It's like she isn't even in control over her own emotions right now. Everything's up and down. She also reportedly is acting very sluggish and down on herself. She wants her dad's conservatorship and control over her life to end. She has no problem with her father handling her estate and finances, but would like to have the monitored visits and daily control end. And as of now, her father has complete control over who visits her, for how long, and who watches over her.
I mean, that's tough, but could you imagine being the father or the mother of a child, like Britney Spears is your daughter? If you're really, truly worried about her, wouldn't you have her constantly monitor, like, what if something happened to her?
I don't know. It seems a little bit, like, excessive to me.
I mean, it could
point.
Be, but I could see, like,
it's been over 10 years since she had her breakdown.
Yeah, but she's still obviously having issues, right?
Yeah, because of what they're doing to her,
You think it's because of what they're doing, okay.
Yeah.
Chris Rock is teaming up with Lionsgate to relaunch the Saw franchise. Yeah, like the horror movie. The comedian came up with a story for the new horror movie, and the new Saw movie has a release date of October 23rd, 2020. So we'll get that this Halloween. And James Corden was asked who the drunkest celebrity was at the recent Met Gala.
Me, probably.
It was bad, so I'm going to say if I was that drunk, I'm going to say the drunkest people there were probably me and Jimmy Fallon for starting that joke.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's time for the Friday Fun Fact on the Joe and Alex Show.
You're going to learn today.
Let's talk about statues in a park. If a statue in the park of a person is on a horse and they have both front legs in the air, that person died in battle. If the horse has one front leg in the air, the person died as a result of the wounds received in that battle.
Oh.
And finally, if the horse has all four legs on the ground, that person, Alex, how do you think they died? All four legs are on the ground.
Okay.
How did they die? Come on, I've been quizzing you. No, they died of natural causes.
This is so confusing. You know I hate riddles.
Is that a riddle? It's not a riddle.
Might
very
as well
simple.
Be.
2 feet in the, like if they're raising up, they were killed in battle.
Yeah.
One, they were killed from the injuries sustained in battle. Everything on the ground, they died of natural causes. They just got old and died. Or maybe they maybe back then they got polio.
Brain exercises in the morning.
Oh, come on. We're trying to learn here. That's your Friday Fun Fact on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're about 45 minutes away from Freak Show Friday, so make sure you hang around for that. If you missed the show, by the way, got to get in out of your, you know, in your car, out of your car, going to school, going to work, wherever it might be, make sure you subscribe to the Joe and Alex Show podcast. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show pretty much anywhere you can get podcasts. Our big popular ones are Spotify. People else check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. It's pretty much anywhere you get a podcast. Search for the Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you subscribe. Give it a 5-star review and drop a comment. Preferably nice. I saw you, 1-star reviewer. That's not cool. Let's get into it. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. This is scary when a teacher, I feel like, is not doing their job, especially involving guns. A high school teacher was arrested at school in North Carolina after she stored a gun in her classroom for a student. Let me repeat that.
For a student?
She stored a gun for a student.
Okay.
Don't you say, like, okay, I'll take the gun, Jimmy. Hey, we got a gun in here. Like, get this kid. But no, she put it in their desk. What do you got in there? Oh, I got my Game Boy. I got Pork Chops headphones. Oh, and I got my 9 milli. Got up in there. Yeah, the student apparently then posted on a pose with a weapon on Snapchat, threatening to shoot up the school. Same day.
Oh, my word.
Same day. The 25-year-old woman, so she's old enough to know better.
She's an idiot.
Stored the handgun in a desk in her classroom after the student asked her to look after it for him.
Okay.
Is she banging the kid too?
Okay. I would not be surprised, because why else would she ever agree to do that if she had any sense?
Can I make this better? Can I tell you more? She then returned the weapon to the minor at the end of the school day. She was arrested.
That is unbelievable.
For aiding a minor to possess a firearm on educational property and suspended without pay from the school. I would say so. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I get, like, even if the kid accidentally brought it, but it's like, you can't hold a gun like that of a kid at school. And then on top of that, he says he's going to shoot up the school or poses with it on Snapchat. Yeah, we got a problem there. We have another school story. This one going on in Houston. Of course, we're on the air on the new 92.1 radio now. This is a little commentary from a reporter down there. But students at Memorial High School in Houston kind of sparked social media, and a lot of people were upset. They were kind of mad about Thug Day attire. Now listen to this story. Let me know what you think.
Dumbass kids doing stupid things is still the norm. Right or wrong? Can I get a witness? Take a look at these pictures from social media. Students at Memorial High School in Houston were allowed to wear sports jerseys for Spirit Week, but some took it too far with oversized jerseys, and to add insult to injury, they had their hair braided into cornrows. Those handful of students, mostly white, dubbed it as Thug Day. Thug Day. shaking my head. Where is the timeout these days for kids? It sparked outrage on social media. Memorial High School released this statement. While the majority of rising juniors followed the approved dress theme on Tuesday, an instance of an inappropriate or offensive dress violation will not be tolerated. Students found to be in violation of the student code of conduct and dress code will be given a consequence. Memorial High School is focused today on preparing all students for finals and ending the school year well.
What do you think about that?
I mean, they should have known better. They should have known it was going to generate a bunch of outrage like that. Horrible idea.
My favorite thing at the very beginning.
Dumbass kids doing stupid things.
That would be what my parents would have said about me and my brother. Dumbass kids doing stupid things. All right. Do you like to travel, Alex?
Yeah, well, yeah. Who doesn't?
Is there anything you look for in particular in a hotel or like a place you stay?
Clean. That would be like the biggest thing. Oh, really? I love whenever they give you really good toiletries.
Okay, well, speaking of toiletries, I hope they have some good toilets because I need it every time I have it. Taco Bell is opening up a resort and hotel for a limited time in Palm Springs, California. The hotel and resort will be open for reservations in June, and guests can start staying there in August. There will be a gift shop and an on-site salon with Taco Bell-inspired nail art and hair styling services. I totally want to go there, but I hope they have a nice bathroom facility.
The concept sounds really fun. If they do this for Chick-fil-A, then I'm down. But I do not like Taco Bell. I don't like Mexican food, so that is not going to be my jam. But I would love to do it with chicken nuggets.
So I got to figure out which day, guys. We're planning on taking my little extra PTO we got the other day from our bosses just to go visit there. Yeah. But then again, that does cost money to fly. Maybe I'll just pretend to go. There's a video of a California parent tripping a youth basketball player at a tournament while sitting courtside. During the game, it was for children 10 years old and younger. Like, that was the age bracket. The woman seen as the kid runs by, sticking her leg out to trip the kid. You're tripping a 10-year-old lady?
Wow, lots of just amazing
terrible adults.
Amazing adults in today's news.
Yeah, she did it as he dribbled past. One of the coaches said his player said the same woman was telling kids to elbow the other kids in the face.
Okay.
The director of the basketball academy has been notified and says they're handling the situation. But I'll tell you what, I don't think I'd ever trip a kid or hit a kid. I'm afraid, though, I will be that annoying parent like, oh, come on, ref!
Well, yelling.
Yeah, look at little Jimmy right there.
That's not as bad, but yeah, that's getting physical.
I had a dad, listen, like my dad wasn't there. So I guess I was an adult, I was 18, but this dad was there like watching his kid play roller hockey, like right out of high school. I played in the league. And this dad's like, oh, look at that fatty. He was talking about me.
What?
As I was skating by, I'm like, dude, I want to fight you.
Wow.
He called me a fat ass. I'm like, what kind of dad are you?
That is shocking.
So I think people can kind of get out of control when it comes to sports. Last two stories here for Joe's Need to Know News. Have you ever messed up at a job this bad? I can't believe they did not fire this waitress. A waitress at a restaurant in England accidentally opened a $5,800, let's just say it, $6,000 bottle of wine the other day instead of a cheaper bottle that somebody ordered. It's insane.
So she poured it for them to drink.
Yeah, Alex, you're like, hey, can I have this bottle of, I don't know, let's call it like smooth strawberries. That's the bottle of wine you want.
Uh-huh.
That bottle was expensive. It was like $300. So it was a higher end thing. They went, and a bottle looked similar color and everything. It was a $6,000 bottle of wine.
I wonder if the customers were like, man, this is some really good wine for $300.
Well, what do you think happened? Do you think that the customer had to pay for the mistake, or do you think the employee did?
Probably the employee.
Luckily, the employee, neither one.
Okay.
They said, hey, people make mistakes, which I'm sorry. If I own that place,
dang,
you are fired.
How lucky.
That's like a $5,000 mistake.
Yes.
And have you ever, because you do drink wine occasionally, do you feel like there's a difference between like cheaper wine and expensive wine? Because depending on it, I don't think there is.
I can't tell, but I know that there probably is. I'm just not a wino, so I wouldn't know.
And I'm going to be missing work on Monday. Just giving you guys a heads up, I'll be one of the 10.7 million people that are expected to skip work on Monday. Any reason why, Alex, they may not be in?
Ooh.
Like, why do you think I'm going to call in sick on Monday?
Game of Thrones?
Yes, they're saying almost 11 million people are expected to skip work on Monday, the day after the Game of Thrones finale. Meanwhile, there's also a petition to redo Season 8 because a lot of people do not like how it's going. There's almost a million signatures. A lot of people are upset with how they're ending Game of Thrones. Okay, I'll really be here. But, I mean, shouldn't we have certain days we're allowed to have off? Like, after the Super Bowl, that Monday should be off.
I've been
just
wanting
certain
that.
Days.
I don't even like sports, but you have to stay up so late for your Super Bowl parties. Absolutely.
Let's just make that a Joe and Alex show rule. Maybe it'll take on. For now on, we don't work the Monday after Super Bowl, okay?
All right.
Cool. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out all these stories and more at joeandalexshow.com. Joe and Alex show. We are 30 minutes away from Freak Show Friday. I call it, hey, my family does that Friday because, well, my family's a bunch of freaks. So don't go anywhere for that. 7:30, 6:30 Central here on the Joe and Alex show. Then about, I don't know, an hour from now, around 8, 7 Central, I was just doing my usual thing. We probably all do it. You go get gas, saw a person, you know, looking for some money. I offered them some money to do this, which I thought was a reasonable thing to do, and apparently I was a jerk. They called me something worse than that. I can't say it on the radio, but I want to know, like, am I a bad guy for what I did? Was it rude of me to even ask this person to do this? I didn't think it was, but got yelled at for it. It's all coming up here on the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. A new study finds that it's better to be born rich than to be born smart. And I want to know, as I kind of go deeper into this, what do you think about this? Do you agree with what they're saying in this research, or do you think it's totally off? 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539. A new national study released by Georgetown University on Wednesday suggests that a child's success in life is shaped less by their talents, like how smart they are, and more by their social standing in life and the circumstances that they have from birth in their early childhood. Researchers found that 7 out of 10 wealthy kindergarten students with low test scores were affluent or doing well by the age of 25, compared to only 3 out of 10 high-scoring kindergarten students from poor families who were affluent by early adulthood. The director of this, Georgetown Center's on Education and Workforce, he produced the results and study said, if you're born well off and you don't show talent, you have a better chance of ending up in a good spot in life than if you're low income and you're a talented student. So I propose the question to you, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Do you agree? I mean, that's what their study says. They're saying, look, if you're born with some money or you got it, you'll be okay. You should be more often than not, you'll be okay compared to somebody that's like smart as hell, but they're born into a bad spot, a bad circumstance. What do you guys think?
Absolutely, I agree with the study. It's time and time again, we see that kind of stuff. People can get ahead in life. They can cut corners. They can get out of legal situations if they're in trouble for something, if they have the money and the resources to pay for people or pay for things. It always has been this way. It shouldn't be surprising.
I kind of actually agree with you right there. I think, listen, like, money can only get you so far, but as we see time and time again, I feel like every garbage story the past month or two has been about how a rich person has done something so stupid, but oh wait, they've got money? Except for maybe Lori Loughlin. I don't think she's going to be getting away with anything soon. I think she'll be facing some jail time for that whole college admission scandal. But for the most part, it's like, oh well, slap on the wrist, don't do that again.
Right. Yeah, I feel like this is something that has been going on, and it's really about who you know and how much money you have. That's really the key right there to getting ahead in life. I mean, everybody has the opportunity. Don't get me wrong. You always have the opportunity to make a better life for yourself. But yeah, it's an easier road if you do have money and stuff.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know. I almost feel I agree with one thing you said, Alex, off the jump. It's who you know. Because, like, I grew up, like, middle class, and that's because my mom worked all the time. I never saw my mom. That way we would have been, like, middle lower, you know? But so we did okay. We never went without. But I think a lot of, like, for me in life going things, for example, I got out of a lot of tickets, and for example, as an adult for speeding and just doing dumb stuff. I got that because of who I knew. It was my family that were cops. But I think you bring up a great point, whether you're rich or poor, and maybe if you're richer, you're afforded more opportunity to know more people. But it is who you know. It's those connections that you make that I think really can get you out of things. I don't have the kind of connections where if I do a crime today or I get pulled over for drinking and driving, I'm out of here. like I don't have that kind of a connection. Hey, let's go to the phones. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you can't get through on the phone, you can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Corin, what's up? What'd you want to say?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the fact that I personally am not the best student, not like really bad, but I know more people in my family is upper middle class. So I feel like since I'm in that same position, I totally understand where you're coming from and that question you're proposing.
So you think it's more about like who you know, you know, not necessarily like how smart you are.
It's definitely more who you know, and it's more networking than it is you need to know the straight facts, because we're in this day and age where it's all on your phone and something you can look up.
Well, unfortunately for Joe, he's neither rich or smart. So, aww, where do we go from here? I'm just kidding.
Good morning. Hey, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Is this romantic? Is this just being cheap? Or is this being gross? Maybe it's all three in one. This story is so interesting. And when I saw this, I was like, I've got to ask Alex what she thinks about it. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And the number is 833-JOE-ALEX to join in. 833-563-2539. Alex, this guy made an engagement ring. What do you think about that? He made an engagement ring for his girl. He's going to propose.
I'm already not a fan.
Oh, really?
No, I don't want a homemade engagement ring.
What about this? The guy made the engagement ring out of his own hair.
No. What does that even mean?
His hair.
But like a lot of it, so it was a thicker ring or one little strand of hair tied around a finger?
I think he kind of took a bunch and like wound it tight.
That is so disgusting.
A woman posted a picture on a Facebook wedding ring group on Friday. Her boyfriend proposed to her with an engagement ring that he made himself out of his own hair.
Okay, cousin it needs to calm down.
She wrote, here's what she wrote, he proposed with a ring made from a lock of his own hair. This is a placeholder until, you know, we have more, you know, money in place to get other things.
Oh, he also wants to make a new lampshade out of her own skin for their first house together.
All right, well, I don't think you're going to think this is romantic. Is this romantic? Is this, like, extremely cheap? Or is this gross? Or,
it
or
is
what do
the
you
last
think?
Two. It's extremely cheap and it's gross. And also, it's very serial killer-esque.
Ladies, 833-JOE-ALEX, what would you think if your man proposed to you? It's not the final, like, you know, bling-bling ring, but the engagement ring is just like a part of his, you know, his hair. He grew it off his head. Like, what if I was to grow up my beard a little bit longer and do some beard locks for Lindsay, and it looks really nice, because there'd be some gray in there, some white. It'd be a pretty wedding band for sure.
Well, wait a minute now. How long would it last? Doesn't hair, like, decompose?
Well, we have hair on our head, you know? I mean, like, Alex isn't bald.
I'm sure it would fall apart.
Like, hairs, they fall apart.
Yeah, well, Tiffany's just called, and they said they are not partnering with Buffalo Bill for a new engagement ring collection.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX, let us know what you think about that one.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Breaking news this morning, the world's most famous cat passed away at the age of 7. Grumpy Cat's owners made the announcement this morning. She had a urinary tract infection that became too tough for her to overcome. She died in the arms of her mom. Social media will not be the same without Grumpy Cat. We will miss you.
I mean, it's not going to fill the void, but dang it, we're going to try. If you want to follow my guys, Benny and Paddington, on Instagram.
Are you kidding me?
Alex, when tragedy happens, opportunity can arise. At Benny and Paddington, or just go to Joe and Alex Show, find me. And then you can follow Benny and Paddington. Sorry, Grumpy Cat.
Okay.
Are we done with this?
Yes.
Okay.
Hailey Baldwin reportedly exploded after finding texts on her husband Justin Bieber's phone from his ex Selena Gomez. A source close to Selena said Baldwin is at her boiling point about the situation. So Hailey reached out to Selena and told her, you better stay away from Justin after seeing the text last week. Selena, who's in France promoting her new movie, The Dead Don't Die, laughed at Baldwin. The source said that Selena and Justin have been talking and are back on good terms. Ooh, it's juicy!
Ooh, I like when they do stuff like that. That's great.
Halle Berry played a game with James Corden and had the choice of either naming actors she would never work with again or eating turkey testicles.
There's two people on the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they both famous?
One used to be, not so much anymore. He went to jail. But one is, so I'm going to eat the balls.
No way. You go, okay, this is.
One is super duper famous.
How tall are we talking? What sort of...
Not too tall.
Not too tall. Oh, God, it could be anybody.
But, okay.
I mean, I've done this before. It's disgusting. I can't even watch.
CBS said farewell last night to mega hit The Big Bang Theory during an hour-long series finale, and the cast was happy with how the show ended.
Do you like where we left the characters?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. The writers did an incredible job.
Yeah.
That was not an easy feat.
I was worried one of us was going to be killed off in the finale, so
no.
Being the Indian guy, I was really happy I made it.
And Madonna released a new song with Quavo called Future. This will be the latest single from her upcoming 14th album, Madam X, that is set to be released June 14th. Madonna hyped fans up for the single with a picture on Twitter. Here's a clip.
I drip my eyes, I see the signs, just free your mind. Welcome to the future, it's a culture ride. Too much pain inside, it's an override. Yeah, yeah. You've been putting too much time trying to survive. Don't like the person in your
fast, so you let them die.
Let your light shine.
Yeah, yeah.
The everyone is coming to the future.
I mean, it was good till Madonna started singing.
Oh, man. That is savage.
And I've got respect. I get so pissed. It's like, how can you dog somebody who's such an icon? Yeah, Madonna's got some bangers, but, like, I don't like that.
Coming up in less than an hour, The Bachelorette. Hannah B. confronted Kelly Ripa after she trashed the show.
For more garbage, go to JoanAlexShow.com.
She's a very freaky girl.
It is Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you're a little freaky, hey, that's cool. We like that. You just got to email us so we can talk to you. JoeandAlexShow@gmail.com. Giselle, that's who we're talking to this morning. Why are you on for Freak Show Friday, Giselle?
Oh, man. Yeah. I want to call someone out. I went out with, actually, for being a freak.
Okay. Oh,
this is crazy. So this is my second date with this guy, all right? He said and did the exact same things that he said on the first date. I'm not talking generally. I'm talking word for word.
You mean the conversation?
Oh, not only conversation. It was like a script. Like, the same stories, the same, like, quote, random thoughts, the same questions. Like, he had asked me all these questions on the first date. He asked the exact same questions.
In the same order?
Date.
In
yeah,
the same order?
Exactly.
That's normal. I mean, like, well, it's not normal, but
no, that
I don't
is
think
not.
It's that weird. Maybe
what?
Maybe that's just kind of like what he does. Like, we all have, listen, whether you admit it or not, Giselle or Alex, we have routines in life. That is a little awkward, I guess.
No, this so freaked me out. I'm serious. I mean, so seriously, what I did is I was like, okay, maybe he just forgot. He didn't know all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
I said, all right, fine. I played along and answered the exact same way as though we were both following this, like, weird script or something. And
ooh,
like on both dates, exactly at 14 minutes, don't ask me how, but I remember 14 minutes, he looked at his arm and asked me, so do you like guys with freckles?
And he asked that on both dates at the same time,
uh-huh,
14 minutes
yep
in.
Who is timing it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. 14 minutes in, you're a freak for keeping track of time.
No, we were at the same restaurant. We were at the same restaurant, and there's, like, this really pretty, you know, it's, like, this Italian decor and stuff, and it's, like, this really pretty clock, and I just had, and it was, like, same restaurant, same time, after the appetizer. He said the exact same thing. He ordered the same appetizer. He said something, like, you know, about calling them, like, appetizers. I mean, it's like the same jokes. Seriously, it's, like, the same jokes at the same time. So, all right. Again, giving him the benefit of the doubt, he was nervous or whatever. So I eventually tried. I was like, okay, let me break the mold. Let me do, you know, ask him a new thing. Nope. He would just bring it right back around to the same topic as last time. It was like a freaking computer pro. You know what I was waiting for? I was waiting for, like, that little tick, you know, in the, like, the glitch, like a computer glitch.
Dude.
It freaked me out.
A robot.
He is not a he is not a robot.
Okay. Yes, he is.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mr. Roboto.
Exactly. That's exactly the sign that was going through my head.
Giselle,
like, okay,
what was his last name?
I am in Tron right now.
Tron. I love it. We're going to call Giselle's date Mr. Roboto. So, Giselle, you kind of briefly touched on your email to us when you were saying that you wanted to come on for Freak Show Friday. You kind of said, like, so you came up with an idea of how to use your friend to find out if you were just crazy or if this guy could really be a robot. What did you do?
So, what I did is, and you know, my friend was really cool to play along with this, by the way. I have a really good girlfriend. So, I said, basically, hey, look, go on Insta and ask him out. Just ask him out, you know, say, oh, he's nice. So he accepted. So, okay, he went out on two dates with me. He accepted her date. But get this. Here's the thing. He accepted her date. He's gone on two dates with me to the same restaurant at the same time.
Yeah.
Same thing. He said, I wanted to go to the same restaurant, same time. He did the exact, and I told my friend, like, the entire conversation. He did the exact same conversation. Yes, at 14 minutes, he asked her whether she liked guys with freckles.
Okay, stop with all this. He's not,
Joe!
He's not a robot. Hold on, I have an explanation. To be fair, I do like the song.
How are you denying it?
You know what? The more I hear this, hold on, Giselle. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish. That's a good song, by the way. We should get the full version. I could listen to that next. No.
Not done
you know,
yet.
You know who
not
has
done yet.
Hold on. Let me throw my theory out there real quick. You know who has impeccable timing all the time?
Who?
Comedians. And you guys, you said that he said appetizers as if it was a joke.
Yeah, because that's
comedians,
super funny.
I didn't say he was a good comedian, but comedians usually have the same time, same rhythm, same bits. They do in and out.
Yeah, so robots.
Robots do not have it.
On 3 dates with 2 women?
Yeah, 3 dates, 2 women, same place, same time, same conversation, same time in the conversation.
You know what? I have got an even better theory.
What is your theory, pork chop?
I have a friend, and he's a good friend, but he has Asperger's syndrome.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like, how do you pronounce it, Asperger's?
Let's just say that you're trying your best, whatever you're saying.
No, you're right.
And they are very articulate, very smart, very particular. And my one friend, when he talks, he even talks like this. And, like, he kind of sounds, I swear on my life, I can call him up right now.
I know what you're saying.
And maybe you just have Asperger's.
You just think maybe he has a little bit of a mental disorder.
Maybe.
Did you get that vibe from him, or was it just totally electronical sounding?
It was like methodical, but it was almost like I could tell. I felt kind of like, oh, I'm psychic, because I knew what was coming next.
Yeah.
Hold on, Giselle, did he drink any water or have any soup?
Him or me?
Him. If he's a robot, I don't think robots can have liquids.
Ooh, that's a good question. Did he really eat during the
dinner?
Tell
me, Giselle.
Didn't Data eat? Didn't Data ever eat?
I don't know anything about robots.
Things are becoming really... But wait a minute. But the thing is, okay, so 2 dates with me, a date with my girlfriend. So get this, all right? I did. I asked her to go on another date with him.
What is
and
wrong?
And he did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
All right, Giselle, hang on. We got Debbie calling in. Debbie, what do you think about this whole robot situation? Mr. Robot, we're calling him. What do you want to say, Debbie?
I think that he's grooming them because he's a serial killer.
Ooh, tell us more, Debbie.
Oh, of course.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I didn't go there. My brain did not go to serial killer. I went to robot. Okay.
Speaking of conditioning, Debbie listens to too much Joe and Alex Show Murder Monday.
Or Ted Bundy Show. I mean, you know.
Okay, so Debbie, explain to Giselle why you think that. What do you mean by grooming?
Well, because if he's asking the same exact questions, number one, he may not eat. I don't know if he even remembers going on a second date with her, but he's just so infatuated with wanting to do what he's going to do to them. He wants to make sure he knows everything because he has a certain person, a certain type that he likes. And he wants them to like what he wants them to like. So that's with all the same exact questions.
Quit freaking out. It's going to be okay.
It's giving me chills.
He's going to kill you. Don't go back out with him.
Hold on. Giselle, do you and your friend look alike?
Well, we both have brown hair.
There it is right there.
Yeah,
that's
actually,
it.
Yeah, we kind of do. Come to think of it.
Maybe he is a hybrid of both, Debbie. Maybe he is a serial killer and a robot. He's a serial killer robot.
Man.
Giselle, I am curious to see, people may not necessarily have an answer for you, but I am curious to hear about the weirdest conversations people have had on first dates. 833-JOE-ALEX, like first date and just you cannot believe what's coming out of this guy's mouth. 833-JOE-ALEX, because I did have a first date. I didn't think he was a robot, but he did talk to me about, he had, what is that, wherever you constantly have to go to the bathroom? I'm blanking.
Were
you,
IBS. Yes.
Well, that, yes, but you have to wear like a bag and all that stuff. He was telling me in detail about that.
Yeah. I know you're talking about, yeah.
Yes, and so that was a weird first date conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX, and we'll see if Giselle's, she can't be the only one.
Especially because you guys were having chili. All right, Giselle, thank you for calling in. My advice to you, I know it's not Ask Alex today, but what I would do if you go on another date with him, on a soft area like grass, trip him. See how he falls down and gets up. Because robots are not
this
good at getting up.
This is government mind control thing, Alex. This is what you were talking about.
Stop
yes.
it. Stop it.
Let me tell you something. It is MK Ultra. It's a CIA mind control program. It's real. That's not a made-up thing. Like, you can Google it. MK Ultra is real. So he could be a person that was involved in that.
Okay, thank you, Giselle, for calling in. What is the weirdest conversation you had with someone on a first date, robot or not? We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show. We just talked to Giselle, and she had a really interesting thing, Alex. She thinks she went on a date with a robot.
Yeah, she does, because they went on two dates. Both dates, same place, same time, same exact conversation at the same times within the date. Like, word for word, he would say the same things. If she tried to change the conversation to something new, he would go right back to the script, so to speak. And so she sent her friend to go out with him. He did the same thing to her.
It's weird that he went recalculating. That was really weird. What's up, Porkchop?
I love how Debbie called in and thought that he might have been a serial killer.
Well, that's Alex and Murder Monday.
What if? That sounds like a great movie. A robot serial killer?
That's what I was saying.
Hasn't there been movies like that?
Probably.
I think there has been something.
The Terminator.
So now we want to know, just in general, what is the weirdest conversation you've experienced on a first date?
Hey, Talon, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened on that first date?
Hey, so it's not as weird as the robot one, but more just gross and terrible. We were just having normal chit-chat. We had texted a little bit, met on a dating site, and so we're finally meeting, just had a drink, and just normal chit-chat, and then all of a sudden he goes into a long story about his ex and then telling me how he's a germaphobe and that he gets tested so often, like once a week, because he has sex without condoms and he just wants to be safe and make sure that everything's okay and that the woman he's with is all right.
Okay.
Like, did he not realize, Talon, that like it is good to be tested, but if, like, said you had unprotected sex this weekend,
right,
and you get tested, it's like, it's too late. You should be protected.
Right.
To make sure you don't get anything.
That is so right. bizarre that he would tell you about that on a first date. Did you just like have an excuse and just get out?
Or did you hook up with him?
I just finished my drink and said, well, it was nice meeting you and left.
Oh, wait,
bless you. You didn't think about hooking up at all, Talon?
No.
All right. No, thank you for calling in. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to throw it out there into the world and maybe it'll come back to us. Are there any guys that had a female make it a weird date? Because men are often thought to be creepers, but was there any woman that's just like, ah.
I'm sure there's been both sides of the fence there, weirdos.
833-JOE-ALEX. Let's go to Haley on the Joe and Alex Show. Hi, Haley. What did you have happen on that first date?
So it was like when I was 14 and my mom encouraged me to go out with some guy in my class, cause I was young and I was just starting to date. And so we go to Dairy Queen and we're talking and he's like, so I saw you the other day and you know, he's in my class. So I was like, duh, you know, and he's like, no, like I saw you. And I was like, what do you mean? And I am not even kidding. He just starts, like, telling me things about myself that I didn't tell anybody. And literally starts describing, like, the layout of my room.
Oh, my gosh. So
and
what
so
did you say?
I was in shock. And he just goes, so why did you choose me? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, why did I choose you? I was like, I didn't choose you. Like,
my mom
I mean,
did.
I guess,
I've actually,
yeah, like
I've had this.
I guess I'm supposed to go on a date with you, but
I've had this happen to me before. It wasn't with a date; it was with a roommate in college. And the guy started. We were just sleeping, and then he woke up and started describing my house. But I swear he had never seen it. There's no pictures. I never told him about it. He knew details.
Exactly.
Like he would have had to been in there, but trust me, he never was.
Did you get curtains after that?
I lived on the top floor of like an apartment building, so that's why I don't understand how he saw it.
Whoa, that is weird.
Wait, was this recent? Maybe he had a drone. Did he have a drone?
Did you have a computer in your room?
I do not.
You didn't then, though?
Ooh.
I don't think so. I mean, I had a MacBook, but I never had it open.
Okay, because a lot of people can hack into your webcam, you know, and turn
it on
remotely to watch you.
This is creepy. Thanks, Haley. Now I don't want to go home.
The guy was probably possessed, and he knows you're talking about him right now.
All right. You can let us know about those weird things that happen on a first date. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Follow the show, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I want to know, where do you guys actually eat at your apartment, at your home, like the place of residence where you live? 3/4 of us grew up, they say in a survey, eating dinner basically every night at the dining room table with our family. And now that's down to less than half of us, according to this new survey. So where the heck are we eating? The top ones in this said the couch in the bedroom were way more popular than the actual dining room table. So I go around the room here on the Joe and Alex Show and I ask you, where are you eating your dinner at, Alex?
In my bed, every night almost.
In your bed?
Yeah, last night went and got Cajun food to go. I picked it up, took it home. I put it all on a plate, crawled into my bed, and I ate it there, right over my down comforter.
Did you crawl under bed with your crawfish?
I think it's chicken mock chew or something like
Bless
that.
You.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like a sneeze. That's what it was. So no crawfish, unfortunately.
But do you ever get like anything in your bed, like where it stains or smells?
Yes.
Or juices?
One time I got barbecue from chicken wings on my down comforter cover. Mm-hmm. And it is so hard to get those off and on that I waited weeks to wash it. I was just, there was a little barbecue stain.
Did it always smell like that when you pull the cover up? You're like, barbecue?
I didn't smell it, but maybe I was just immune to it. I know that I'm the most disgusting human being on earth. All my boyfriends have talked about how disgusting it is that I crumb in bed.
Yeah, I'm
not to be confused with the different word.
Yeah, no,
crumb.
I crumb a lot too in bed. Like I'm like, what is this like on my back? It's all over. I have to dust it off.
One of my exes literally nicknamed me the crummer because I
the
would
crumb
just
queen.
Leave a pile where I was laying all the time, and I just sweep them off the
and
bed.
Alex is at work too, but.
I never leave my crumbs here. You guys always say that. I never leave a mess here.
I promise you, whenever
Literally
it happens,
never.
We will take a photo. Like, you're eating Rice Krispies, so there's no crumbs. But when you have cookies, you are
I
a cookie crumber.
I take my hand and I sweep them onto
you
the carpet
not,
every
telling
day.
You. Our old boss, Buster, used to bring
that
up all the time.
Yeah, he used to say that, and I would tell him, you are literally high.
All right,
let's talk.
Let's talk to Andrew, 833 Joe Alex. Andrew, where are you eating your meal at? I mean, they're saying we're not doing it at the dining room table anymore.
So, I grew up eating my food all over the house, right? So whenever I got married, me and my wife made a pact that we would have our kids and ourselves eat at the table dinner every night. So that's how we do it every night.
It's
we make
still
our
going.
Dinner and we eat at the table.
You're one of the rare ones.
Wow, it's amazing. What else do you guys do? That's insane.
I didn't even buy a dining. I don't have a kitchen table or chairs. I have stools at my counter in my apartment. But I didn't even spend the money on the furniture because I knew I wouldn't sit there.
Well,
so it was waste.
That's what I told Lindsay. The house that we moved into already had like a dining table. If we wanted to, we bought it for like $100. I'm like, do we really need it? And we've never really used it. We've had it like when you came over, Alex, for when my wife was on Jeopardy. We had like a little like viewing party. We had some of the foods laid like food laid on there, but we could have done it on our counter. We never eat there hardly.
Where do you sit?
This is embarrassing. Usually it's in front of the TV on the couch, which is embarrassing. But like my back's been really bad. I've had a pinched nerve for about a month now on and off. I ended up laying in bed last night eating some Taco Bell.
See, why is this embarrassing?
Because, Alex, you shouldn't be crumbing all over your bed. It's a messy, disgusting thing.
When I grew up as a kid, like we always ate at the kitchen table. And then I remember when I was old enough to go to my friend Sean's house.
Oh, Sean must have been the cool kid.
It was so bizarre to me the first time I saw his entire family eating in the living room, sitting in the sofa, and putting their plates on the coffee table.
Yep, that's what I do.
It was just so bizarre to me, but now, after that, it was like normal.
Did you think that was cool, though? Like, or were you like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, what a trashy family.
For like a second, I thought trashy, but then I was like, no, this is so cool.
Did your grandma's, because my grandma was like, oh, this is the coolest, like, she probably saw it like on the TV shows, like HSN or QVC. I remember it was so cool going to visit my grandma, and she had one of those things where you could sit on the couch or the chair, and like it slides the food right there, you know, like a TV dinner kind of a style setup. I'm like, grandma's the coolest. Like I remember she used to make me like grilled cheese and tomato soup, and I felt like I was a badass, like getting to sit on the couch or the chair, like like built in to pull up right to your gut.
TV tray.
Oh man, yeah, exactly. Living the life.
See, my mom made us sit at the kitchen table every single night, and she always made a homemade meal also every single night. Never grew up going out to eat, which I think is why I'm obsessed with it as an adult, because I love going out since my entire childhood I never got to. And my mom would light candles, she would put on classical music. It
what?
Was so extra, and my brother and I, it would annoy us to no end that she would do that. Like, if there was a night where she would forget to flip on the radio to put on classical music, my brother and I were like, thank God. And then she'd be like, oh, I forgot the radio. She would put that on, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, can we just have one night without it? I just remember in high school being like, can we just have one night without this stupid music?
I'm tired of Mozart with my meatballs, Mom. Dang. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I was at the gas station yesterday doing what most of us probably do unless you have like a chauffeur or like a limo driver, good for you. I was getting gas. I was low. My light came on and that's what I did. And there's a guy. I see usually a guy or girl. I don't remember if I've seen this guy before at this corner where I'm at. The gas station's right there on the corner. And he comes up and he's always asking for money. And I just have to be honest, I don't trust people anymore if they're asking for money. Some people really legit might be doing that. Other people, they're scamming. We know there's people that are scamming. They're getting into their Audi or some nice BMW.
Around the corner.
Yeah, like you got a nicer ride and a better house than I do. So it's like, nah, man, like if you're really hungry, let me buy you something from inside to eat.
Yeah,
you
know, but we had a guy call us and say he lived in a really, really nice part of town. His wife was a physical therapist or something. I think if I remember correctly, it was a couple years ago. Told us he made, I think it was $60,000 a year or
yeah,
something 60, like that.
Yeah, 60, 65, yeah.
Just panhandling. He was faking being a veteran, which is like stolen valor or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that'll get your
he
butt
was doing.
Whooped.
He had a fake wheelchair, held up a cardboard sign, the whole shebang. He called and admitted all of this to us on our show.
So, Alex, what do I have right here that I never have in my wallet? What is this?
Cash, $5.
Got a $5. I sold something on Facebook Market the other day, and I was going to go put it in there. I never have cash, but I sold a little bike lock.
Okay.
So that being said, I had $5 on me. I never carry cash, and that's what I tell people when they ask for money.
Yeah, I don't either.
So this guy came over. Now keep in mind, there's already built in the thing that I'm about to ask him to do, but he said this was degrading that I would ask him to do this for money.
Okay.
My windshield had some bug splatter on it. Just, you know, regular, you know, wear and tear of driving your vehicle on the road. I said, hey man, I'll give you $5 if you wash my window for me.
Okay.
And he's like, are you kidding me? That's pretty degrading.
Whoa.
I'm like, wait.
He got mad?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't like try to fight me, but he acted like I was like insulting him, like calling him a bum or something.
Okay.
Here's my thing. Am I wrong? 833-JOE-ALEX, did I really degrade this guy by asking him to wash my windows for $5? Because, first of all, there's stuff right there. He didn't even have to have his own supplies. I was at a gas station.
Right, right.
He's not even supposed to be soliciting me or harassing me, but I'm trying to go along with it. And for once in my life, I had a $5 bill on me. $5 is a lot. A dollar's a lot to give to somebody that needs change.
Yeah, that's good. And that's so easy. It takes 5 seconds.
But he made me feel bad. Say, I would never want to degrade a person. That's a terrible thing to do.
I think he is lazy. I think that's what it is. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you said. I don't think that was degrading at all. He is sitting there asking for money because why? Because he doesn't have a job, right? You just offered him a job. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And it's not a job. He has to show up every day. He has to go out and get a suit and tie and all these different things. It was right there. It was an opportunity. He decided to say no. That, to me, says that he doesn't actually, you know what I mean? Like, he just wants to not work and not even put in any effort towards doing anything because he had a great, easy opportunity right there.
I agree 100%. Plain fact, he just didn't want it enough. Like, Joe, I probably would have looked
at you.
Poor Joe would have said yes. Like,
yes.
No kidding. He's going to go wash my windows right now.
Exactly.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX. Was Joe degrading towards this homeless guy? That is the craziest story that I have heard you tell in a while.
So I ended up giving him the $5, by the way, and I washed it myself.
Did you really give him the money? Okay, now that I don't agree with. You should not have given him the money.
I felt
no
bad.
Way.
I pulled a pork chop. What do you want me to do?
He is saying that you were a jerk, but he was being a jerk.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show. We're the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and I don't know if I'm just being a bad guy. Did I really degrade this dude? I don't know if he was homeless or what. He was begging for some money. And I said, you know what? I'm getting gas right now at this gas station. He was right there. I'm like, why don't you wash my window? $5. I never have cash, but I was going to go put it in the bank. I had $5, and I was going to give it to him if he washed my window. He said, man, that's pretty dang degrading. He didn't say that, actually. He said some other choice words, but pretty much saying, like, who am I to tell him to wash my window?
It's just unbelievably entitled and just the only person that was the wrong in that situation was him.
Erica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I don't think you're wrong for asking him to clean your windshield at all because I probably would have did the same thing. I normally don't even give people any kind of money, but when I'm feeling generous, I will give like a dollar or something.
I never know, Erica. I feel bad like if people have money or not. I don't know if they're really just trying to scam you or they legit need it.
You know what? Obviously, he didn't need the money very much. I'm heated over this. Obviously, he didn't need the money that much because he had an opportunity for $5 and turned it down.
Like in 1 minute. 1 minute you could have made $5. I wish I made that kind of money per hour. Scott, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely hilarious. You guys are trying to rationalize con artists.
What do you mean?
Most of them are just complete con artists.
You don't, okay, and that's what I
want to watch. Go ahead.
And no, Scott, I and that's what I'm saying, but I don't you ever wonder if like one person legit really needs help?
Like, he's saying that's why he doesn't need help, maybe. You're saying he was conning us. That's why he didn't take the money, because he's not actually
homeless.
That's
exactly why. And most of them are liars and druggies. I mean, most of them have shallow faces. And listen, vets know where to go get help. There's programs out there for them to get help.
All right.
And I just think most of the people on the side of the road are absolute con artists.
I think some of them are, Scott. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just like I always do the what if thing. That's me all the time. I always try to see the other side. I'm like, what if this guy really just needed some money? But obviously he didn't, because he could have just washed the windshield and in 1 minute made $5. Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say?
I want to say that I get it. You know, you may have thought that he was a con artist. I was just saying, like, I've seen like two of them argue over like territory before of where they like want to collect money. But I also feel like before I come to the stop where I see a homeless person or someone begging, I know internally if I'm going to give it or not. So I feel like if consciously you were like, I'm going to give it to him.
How do you know, Paige? Like, how do you know internally?
Honestly, I don't know. It's just like a feeling I get. Like, okay, so this person, I'm going to just give it to him. And then there are times when, like, discernment says no, they're not trying to do the right thing. Like the family that's always on Dunvale asking for money, and you see them every other day. Okay, so I'm not giving you anything because obviously this is a scam. So I feel like if consciously, like you had that $5 and you were itching, like I'm gonna give this to him, you should have just given it to him.
I'm the cheapest guy. I was like, oh my god, this, I have to get this to the bank immediately. This is $5. I can't be, somebody might rob me. I wanted to put it away immediately, but I ended up giving it to him, and now I feel dumb according to everybody. I'm a dummy.
And look, here's the thing. I understand why. I do know some of the reasons why it is hard for people who are actually homeless. It's saying something like, just go get a job, that doesn't always work. There's mental health issues. There's all sorts of factors. I do know about those factors. But what Joe is proposing, well, like I said earlier, it isn't that me being like, he should have taken that opportunity. You know, that is absolutely ridiculous, because it was such a simple, it was more of a task that he could do right there within 30 seconds that he shot down. I don't think Joe or me are expecting him to go out and, you know, apply for a 9-to-5. But in this type of situation, I think that was pretty simple if he really needed the money.
Anthony's on the phone. We'll wrap up with him. And guess what? He says, I was wrong. Can you explain, Anthony? What did I do wrong?
Yeah, how you doing, man? I work with homeless young people, teens and young adults every day. I've been doing it for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing is, man, is just that if you're going to give it, give it. Our homeless population get enough people that don't see them, that don't care for them. But regardless of their situation, you know, just being able to say, I see you, you know, I understand, man, and not, I need you to do a task. If you're going to give the $5, give it. I mean, it's $5. But you know what I mean? Maybe ask him a question of how he's doing. You know what I mean? What's going on, man? You realize how many people that are homeless in our city don't get a, what's up, man, or how are you doing?
Yeah, they don't get treated like a person.
It's not about the dang on task. That's
so you understand.
That upsets me.
So
it's not about the task. It's not about how easy it is. It's just still a man. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And so if he doesn't, you know what I mean? You already got it bad enough, guys. And it just upsets me.
So you understand where he's.
And then to say, hey, watch my window, dude. You know, no,
well,
it's
okay.
Not. It's more
he didn't, I'm sure
path.
He didn't say it
well,
like that.
To be
that.
Fair, no, I didn't, Anthony, because, like, I've never been homeless, but I've been in situations where after my dad died, we had to go to food pantries, and we've had to have different
right.
help to get by. But, no, I just want to clarify real quick. Like, I agree with what you're saying. We need to talk to people. We are human beings. It's just maybe I've been pissed because I've been scammed before.
Exactly.
And I totally get that.
Yeah.
But just to clarify,
yeah.
I didn't say,
okay.
wash my window, okay. dude. Like, of course
so
not.
I understand that, man. But what I'm just saying is it's just so much if it's a couple bucks. It's a couple bucks, and it's more about, for me, I don't give money all the time, and I work with this population, but I sure do stop and talk.
Right.
My wife and kids get sick of me downtown because I rap. I rap to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It just, if I don't got a dollar, but if I got 5 minutes, man, I'll give you my 5 minutes just
so,
to let you know I see you. That's where, and I will always stand behind that. I'll never go any other way than outside of making sure that our homeless population knows that they're seen and
yeah,
heard.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you do understand where this guy was coming from when he said that it was degrading of Joe to ask that. You do understand
yes.
where he's coming
yeah.
from a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, I feel him.
All right. Well,
yeah.
hey, Anthony, man, I appreciate you calling that perspective
thanks
right
thanks
there.
Thanks for all the work you do.
I think you're the first one that
hey,
said
guys,
that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You have a good one.
Yep.
All right. Wow. I mean, I think he brings up a good point there. We need to treat each other with respect. And
yeah,
you
of course.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
it's a difficult situation, but I
can't win. I feel like I did it. Now I feel like I'm a terrible a-hole.
No, lots of people are saying that you did the right thing also. Of course, there's going to be some people that disagree. I do understand his side, but it sounds like you were respectful and just being like, hey, man, if you want to do this, I'll give you $5. I mean, it's if you have an opinion on it, you can go to Facebook. A lot of people are chiming in right now. Just search for Radio Now, or you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Days after Kelly Ripa bashed the Bachelor franchise, this season's Bachelorette Hannah Brown appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan. Kelly Ripa publicly revealed her disgust for the Bachelor franchise, calling it disgusting. And the Bachelor creator Mike Fleiss and host Chris Harrison responded to news stories regarding her comments on Twitter, saying, easy, Kelly Ripa, the Bachelor franchise pays your salary.
I am very against women fighting over a guy. I don't believe in it. I think it's weird and sets us back.
Yeah, being a part of the show is not women fighting against each other. Really, some of my best friends came from the show and were really supportive. And ultimately, it was one of the most empowering things I ever have done because I had to push myself and grow as an individual. And I did. And I think that's why I decided that I wanted to be the Bachelorette.
Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo, who is also on the ABC network, did not like Mike Fleiss's comments and clapped back. She said, okay, Fleissmeister, that's his Twitter handle, that's some handle, bro. Your show does not pay Kelly Ripa's salary. Also, we don't attack successful women on our network, and men certainly cannot take credit for their success. Don't get me started on your show, because I'm a savage. Hashtag Bachelor so white. Some of the Game of Thrones fans are not happy with the way that the highly anticipated season 8 is shaping out, so much so that they've created a petition to have it rewritten. More than 500,000 fans have signed the petition to have competent writers rewrite season 8. The finale airs on Sunday, and Game of Thrones fans are also going to have the option to get counseling following the series finale.
Thank you. Finally, somebody will listen.
Counselors on the site bark.com will be available on Monday to talk with fans about how to deal with the show and its ending. All of the counselors will be familiar with the show, and fans can book a 30-minute or even 60-minute session for $25 to $50, depending on the length.
I'm going to need that 60.
Jessica Alba was asked what her son's first word was.
Dada.
Yeah!
Dada. Daddy.
No, really?
Dada.
Oh, really?
I mean, literally, daddy. Everything is dada, daddy. Da-da.
Really?
No matter what is happening.
This is your first boy.
This is my first boy, so I really just felt like he was going to be, like, into me.
Yeah, nothing.
Not so much.
I can't wait, Alex, if Lindsay and I ever have kids, whether they're, you know, we conceive or we adopt one day when we try. I'm going to have more alone time than her with the kid.
Why? Because of your job?
Yeah, I'm home between, like, 11 and 12 most days. It's going to be da-da.
Oh, you would make it a competition.
Oh, it would, and I would win.
The original Spice Bus from the 1997 movie Spice World is now on Airbnb. The bus will be located in the Wembley Park area of London and will be available to book for June 14th and 15th for about $127 a night. It features pink Union Jack cinema chairs below a Girl Power neon light installation and is fully stocked with vintage 90s magazines and CDs. The bus is helping promote the highly anticipated Spice Girls tour stop in Wembley Stadium. That is genius marketing, by the way. Coming up in less than an hour, Kanye West talked about being bipolar.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
If you hate your significant other's bad habit, I think we all do, right? We have something. Nobody's perfect. Is it fair to give them an ultimatum? Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
By the way, special shout out to my parents and my grandparents, my Grandma Foster and my Papa, who are listening right now to my show. I don't think they've ever been in the car while our show's been on to hear it live. So,
wow, then we better do a good job.
I know. So you have to call in so that my parents see that we actually do have listeners on this show, you know, more than like three.
Hold on, let's get the first call. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Oh, no.
833-JOE-ALEX. Ultimatums and your significant other.
We got this email. And you can email us, by the way, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And it pretty much says this. My fiance chews regularly, like dips, I assume that's what they
mean. Okay, chewing tobacco.
You know, like chewing tobacco, and smokes socially if we go out. I think both are so nasty and disgusting, and I really wish you wouldn't do it for multiple reasons. I've expressed this to him in a calm and rational way.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you have. But it just ends up in a fight. Does anyone else have this problem? But also, does anybody else, I guess they were kind of wondering, have a situation like that where they kind of a thought about throwing out to, like, an ultimatum for a bad habit, a disgusting habit, to something that your partner does?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is she's saying, I brought it up in a calm, calm, respectful way. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she didn't say, like, stop doing that.
Right.
She's like, hey, can you, you know.
But chewing tobacco is tobacco. That is something that he is addicted to. So, of course, he's not going to respond back in a calm and respectful way. Like, he's addicted to that. You can't just say, hey, I would really like it if you just didn't do it. And he just says, okay. Like, first of all, you're going to have to go through the process of helping him get over this bad habit. Nicotine patches or whatever.
No, I can see that about helping, but let's say her situation, and you can comment both on what you think she should do in this situation with the nicotine, the chewing tobacco, and also the smoking the cigarettes socially when they go out to the bars. But just in general, if you think it's okay to kind of set an ultimatum, I guess technically you can set an ultimatum in friendships, in relationships, with anybody, but you have to realize there's two choices. You either stick to what the consequence is,
yeah,
or you go back and they just push past it.
You do have to stick with it. And if he is your fiance, I don't know what the ultimatum is, though. I don't know if it's you either quit this habit or we're not getting married or what your ultimatum is for him. I give ultimatums all the time.
Like, what are some ultimatums that you've given?
I mean, I was talking to someone and I told them, like, basically, are we going to be official or not? Are we going to date and actually have a relationship? Or are we just, like, messing around here? Like, just dwindling our thumbs, taking our sweet time. You need to make a decision or I'm out. I am done. I'm never talking to you again. And guess what? He couldn't make a decision, so he said, I'm done.
To be fair,
have not spoken to him since.
That was the second date.
No, it wasn't. But that's after actually a few months.
Yeah.
But in those situations, Joe is right. If you are saying to your significant other that they need to do something or, like, you're going to do something else like that, then you do have to stick with it, because the reason why they're probably constantly getting away with it and never changing is because you are letting them get away with it. 833-JOE-ALEX. Call us. We're talking about ultimatums in your significant others. Is it fair?
I think it within reason, depending on what it is. It depends, like, if it's something that's going to kill them. Like, yeah, like if Lindsay smokes cigarettes, I'm like, you need to stop. Even if she did that after we got married or going into it, I think eventually you can bring it up at a certain point. But I think there's certain things I wonder, for example, my wife will kill me for this. I'm really proud of her for not doing it. Whether it's a nervous thing or whatever, occasionally she'll bite your nails. I'm like, what are you doing biting your nails? Are you a 2-year-old? You can't do that. Like, stop.
Have you ever done an ultimatum with the nail biting?
I thought about it, but Alex, I've learned, and I'm not going to talk about past experiences because they're embarrassing, but I've thrown an ultimatum or two out in a relationship, and guess what happened to those relationships?
What?
They dumped me.
Ooh.
The relationship was over. So all I'm saying is,
they'd rather bite their nails than be with you?
Well, no, my wife's still with me, even though she's nibbling on her little thummy thumbs and her little pinky. But when you throw that ultimatum out there, you better know that two things could happen and one may not be what you want it to be.
That's true.
I mean, worst case, the relationship could be over. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We will talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Can you give your significant other an ultimatum? I mean, if they're doing something like a really annoying habit, maybe an unhealthy habit, the case that we got with this email, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, if you ever want to send us something that we could talk about. Her significant other dips or chews, you know, just the chewing tobacco in the mouth thing. But occasionally when they go out socially, he likes to smoke. She's like, you got to stop that. She's thinking about giving him an ultimatum. And we're just saying, listen, you can do that, but you better be careful when you actually throw that ultimatum out there, because that could blow up in your face.
Ooh, true.
Let's go to the phones this morning, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, and see what Kaylee has to say. Hi, Kaylee. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What do you think about this ultimatum? Is it a good idea, bad idea?
Yes and no. Okay, so I feel very strongly about ultimatums because, like you guys said, you cannot give an ultimatum unless you are 100% ready to completely follow through with that, and if that means ending things, then so be it. But on that same note, if he was chewing or smoking when they first met, I don't think she has the right to give him an ultimatum.
Ooh, why?
That's kind of something that you accept when you start dating with someone. And if you felt strongly about that, you know, from the beginning, you should have said something or not continued seeing him. So I know when I met my fiance, I smoked
and he bit or chewed, whatever you want to call it. And I did not like that he chewed, so I said, is there anything else that you can do that maybe is, like, you're still going to get your, you know, your nicotine delivery method, but not quite as disgusting. So he actually switched to, like, pouching, which is similar but not as nasty. But I wasn't ready to give him an ultimatum, so I didn't. I just asked, is there anything else you could do? But I don't think if he did all of that when they started dating, she doesn't have a right to give him an ultimatum.
Okay. Hey, Kaylee, thank you for calling in. Now, Jessica, this is interesting. I want to talk to Jessica. It says on my screen, you've given an ultimatum. Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, the recent one, it's been about a month and a half. He was drinking, and it was just too much. He was spending too much money. We get into arguments, and I was like, listen, you either stop or we're done. And he stopped, and he realized, he's like, I can't lose you, and so it's been about a month and a half, going on 2 months probably. And then also, yeah, when we did start dating, he was smoking and chewing. And I used to smoke when I was younger. And, you know, I was like, the smell just gets to me. So I was like, can you pick the chewing or smoking, preferably chewing, because that one doesn't smell. And so he stopped the smoking. Now he stopped the drinking. And now we're just, I mean, he stopped the chewing. He's still smoking now, but it's. Started with all three, and now we're down to one.
I don't know which one would be worse for me. I definitely wouldn't want to date somebody that does either, but my friend Ashley just went out on a first date the other night with a guy who chewed, and she found this out by he, after their date, they wrapped up, and they were still wanting to talk and stuff, so he came over. They were sitting on her couch, and he asked her for a cup. She's like, okay, you want some water or something? He's like, no. She gets a cup for him, so he puts his dip in and is sitting there spitting in her cup, and when he's done, he just hands it to her like, here, you can wash this. Isn't that disgusting?
That's
it is
funky.
Disgusting, because they keep them all over the place. It's a water bottle, pretty much anything, and it's just brown now.
Yes, and she was
some
horrified.
People don't know that they dip if it's really small.
Yep.
So. Hey, thank you for calling in. I'm glad to hear that worked out for you. I kind of wonder though if it's still happening behind her back. Not to be a negative Nancy or anything, but I mean, maybe he's not doing it in front of her. But you think he could just totally cold turkey quit doing all that stuff?
I don't know.
Shelby, we'll wrap up with you here on the Joe and Alex Show. You think it's not fair to set an ultimatum? Why?
I don't think it's fair because I feel like when you give somebody the ultimatum of like, oh, it's you or this habit, you're kind of putting yourself on this pedestal and kind of using yourself. It's almost like a manipulation. Like, I know personally, I would never want somebody to give me an ultimatum because it would just feel like a controlled thing.
What if it was for your own good, though, Shelby? Like, legit, I think of, like, intervention, like an ultimatum. But if I was, like, a raging alcoholic, like, what if my wife gave me an ultimatum? I don't think it's her being more powerful than me. It's like, dude, you're a drunk. We got to get you fixed.
But like you just said, we have to get you fixed. A relationship is about teamwork, not saying if you don't fix yourself, like, we're done. Relationships are like, they're totally built on teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. So if you're going to bail on somebody because they're struggling with something, I mean, again, that's not really fair.
All right. That's very interesting, Shelby. Thank you for calling in. I in general would not do ultimatums, but Alex, you like to throw them out there.
I do. And I disagree that she's saying, like, giving an ultimatum is saying you have to make it all about you. Like, I don't need an ultimatum to make it all about me. I just do that anyway.
Yeah, nothing has to be an ultimatum with Alex.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh no, one of my favorite places to grab Mexican food is in the dummy of the day. Taco Bell employees were caught smoking while ignoring a long line of cars at a drive-thru. Customers at a Taco Bell in North Carolina were pretty upset after they were ignored because, the workers were too busy smoking.
I mean, I'm not shocked.
Footage shows two employees sitting in the dining area inside the Taco Bell. They're smoking. Inside of the restaurant.
Yeah, that's like super illegal now, I think. I don't think you can smoke inside anywhere.
Yeah, they're inside there chatting, smoking, and there's a long line of cars waiting around the drive-thru line. The person filmed the video can be heard saying, yep, just casually smoking a cigarette inside the Taco Bell, you know. The camera then pans across. There's a huge line of cars waiting at the drive-thru. He goes on, check out the line, you know, nothing to see here, just casually smoking. By the way, you were right, Alex. Smoking is prohibited in all restaurants in the state. Two workers, those guys, have since been fired. Is that what's going on when I'm waiting for stuff late at night? Are people just like, I don't think they're smoking a cigarette, though, when I'm waiting for them. I think maybe they're lighting something else up.
Nope.
So next time you have a line, I'd go check inside, see if somebody might be smoking inside the restaurant. That's your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
Did you have a senior prank? Maybe it went really well, or in this case, it went terribly wrong, and people are in trouble, not only students, but the actual administration of the school. 833-JOE-ALEX. I would love to hear what your senior prank was and how it all went down, if things went okay and it was funny or things went kind of bad. Check this one out.
The superintendent says 16 seniors at Shikellamy High School were responsible for this. Flipped desks, toilet-papered hallways, and a dozen chickens left out overnight in classrooms. It was supposed to be part of a school prank, which was supervised by the school's senior advisor. But the superintendent says it got out of hand.
There was like a lot of toilet paper, a lot of Vaseline all over the handles of doors.
Vaseline?
There were chickens.
As a result of the prank, the high school principal, vice principal, and senior advisor have all been suspended by the Shikellamy School District.
Okay, that's insane, right? To suspend all those people?
They were mad that they let it happen. It was like they had warning about it and let them. I'm shocked. My school
Students
got
News Watch to
go ahead.
My school got super mad at us because we made T-shirts that we had school construction going on, and we wrote "Please excuse noise in school," in each letter was capitalized, "Please excuse noise in school." So you can see what that spells out. So we got in trouble for that. I can't imagine coming in and vandalizing and letting chickens out.
Yeah, vandalizing a school is not a prank.
16 spoke to have mixed emotions about the prank. On one hand, it was supposed to be funny. On the other, it did cause quite a mess.
As a general rule, I think people are taking it a little too seriously. But I could see why people would be upset about the whole classroom destruction. And, you know, the teacher, I can understand why he would be upset.
The superintendent is now in charge of the high school.
I hope he's all right, you know. I don't want him to get fired or anything.
The students responsible were tasked with cleaning the mess. People we spoke to say this prank went too far. But the pranking tradition here goes back 40 years.
40 years the school has had this. So this is not like a new random thing. It's part of it. They have advisors. Obviously, they went a little too far.
We didn't have, per se, the pranks like they're pulling now. But ours were minor. But yeah, we toilet papered, but we did the outside of the building.
There will be a meeting next Monday.
Yeah, so I mean, that's it's interesting. I don't ever remember a prank when I was in high school or hearing any of my friends anywhere I know or I met where the administration actually got suspended because they kind of let the prank happen. 833-JOE-ALEX. You don't have to be suspended, but what was your prank? Was it a good school senior prank? Like, Alex, what was your prank you guys said you did?
It was spelling out penis, essentially, on shirts, saying, "Please excuse noise in school," because we had school construction going on.
Who ever thought of that prank? Like, I'm a genius! This is the greatest shirt ever made!
we had to take them off after about 30 minutes.
I'm looking back, I don't think we had a good senior prank. Like, that's how lame we are.
Somebody did let pigs out in my school a few years before my prank. That's why my class did the shirts, because we were like, oh, well, this is nothing compared to like the other classes that let out pigs and stuff.
Pork Chop, when you were in school, did you guys have any kind of senior prank, or maybe there was a prank you remember being pulled?
No, like, I'm the ultimate prankster, and you would think that I would lead a good one for my class, but no, sadly we did not. We were too goody-two-shoes.
I feel like, what can you do? Like, I've heard stuff like, oh, we put the teacher's car on the roof. No, you didn't. Who actually put a car on a roof?
I would love to do something like that to somebody. I think that's hilarious.
We had somebody, it wasn't a senior prank, but we had somebody that actually took a bunch of crickets and let them loose in the school.
Ooh.
That sucked. You get them like at a pet store because obviously like, was it lizards or iguanas? They eat those and you can buy them, I think like 50 or 100 at a time. So they let a couple hundred loose, but yeah, they had to kind of like, what is it? Like chemically spray the school that weekend.
You didn't have to go to the pet store and do all that. Just get Justin Bieber to show up. You know, he is a reptilian shapeshifter.
Yeah, he has him in his pocket. Like, oh, here, let me share my friends with you. That is the end of... of the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. If you're wondering, hey, where's that guy that sounds like Liv the Web Girl been? Well, Liv is out today. I think she's feeling a little bit better, but she actually had a little personal day, which, hey, we all deserve time to time. So have a good one, Liv. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and have fun with your boy, Jewel Daddy. That being said, that's what she's doing this weekend. Alex, what do you got going on?
I am going to a adult child sexual abuse training class. It's only 2 hours long. It's tomorrow in Greenwood. You can sign up to go. It's through the organization called Darkness to Light. And if you just go to their website and click training, it'll give you like a little thing you can register for tomorrow's class. It's from 2 to 4 in Greenwood. I'll be there with two of my friends. And basically they just train adults on recognizing the signs of sexual abuse in children and also how to recognize that someone could be a predator, other adults. Because a lot of times we may not realize that someone in our life, another adult, could be doing something like that. So it's really, really important and very interesting. They're going to have survivors there speaking and all kinds of stuff.
That sounds cool. Pork Chop, what do you got going on? Any plans?
Chase's cousin is coming down from Michigan. That's my boyfriend. And yeah, she lives 5 hours away, so she'll be driving down and spending the weekend with us. I'm excited because tomorrow's my first day at my new job.
Yay!
Oh, man, that's awesome. I wish we would have talked more about that on the show.
Pork chops.
Yeah, giving you the meat that you need. Yeah,
are you going to put Pork Chop on your name tag? You should
you
ask
have
for
to.
That.
There's no way they'd let me
Why
do
not?
That.
It's a conversation starter.
It's too nice of a restaurant.
Exactly.
Like, no, it's Italian. Pork chop.
Maybe you can ask if you can just write in permanent marker under, in parentheses, real small, pork chop. Under
From the
Garrett.
Joan Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.
Maybe. I don't even think they have name tags. Like, the place is super fancy.
You should get your own name tag then and hand out Joan Alex Show stickers or
just
something.
Just do a business card. Just be like, and by the way, if you need anything.
Just say no. I will be glad to take care of you. Well, that's cool, man. We are so happy for you. I want to get an update. If you can make sure we don't forget that on Monday. I want to hear how the first shift went, okay?
It's just orientation. It's like 1 hour filling out paperwork.
Okay.
Oh,
well, now you got my hopes up for nothing.
Thanks for that.
You big tease. Jeez. And I'm excited. Tonight's going to be really cool. Alex was out last week at Brothers. I'm going to be out tonight in downtown. I'm going to be at Tin Roof, and I'm giving out Snake Pit passes featuring Skrillex and more. They're going to be at the Indy 500. We're going to be drinking tons of Coors Light. Or did I mention we're going to be drinking tons of Coors Light? Because we're going to be drinking tons of Coors Light.
Yeah.
Because it's powered by Coors Light. So that's what I'll be doing tonight. So maybe Pork Chop, you can pick me up if I have a few too many.
Yeah, I might actually be Uber driving tonight.
All right, cool. If not, I'll just text you like, hey, $5, come pick me up. That'll
five.
Be pretty cool. Yeah. So
10 for you.
Yeah, well, hey, what? Come on, bro. I got your back, man. I'm your homie. All right, well, we actually have to roll out because we're about to go tape. We do our weekly show on Comcast, Channel 81. It's every Thursday night at 10 p.m. If you didn't know that, make sure you check it out because if you don't watch it, they're going to pull us. I mean, I heard they had like this VeggieTale kind of a thing they want to put in there instead of us. So let's step our game up. By the way, usually the day or two after, we actually do put the episode up on our YouTube channel. Yeah, we have one of those. Just search Joe and Alex Show, and you should find that. Subscribe and tell your friends. We're trying to really build it up, just like you helped us do with our podcast to get over 3 million listens. So thank you so much once again for everybody listening to the show, checking us out. You guys are awesome. We got our report card yesterday, and we did really well thanks to you. So thank you so much for that. Alex, Liv the Web Girl, is already out of here. Lucky girl. Pork Chop and myself, Joe. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.